NCHC.TV studios. This is College Hockey West Weekly, brought to you by Jesse Ray's Barbecue at 308 North Boulder Highway in Henderson. Stop in for lunch, cater your next event, or just buy a couple of bottles of our award-winning sauces. The NCHC and NCHC.TV. Subscribe to NCHC.TV to watch the best in college hockey since 2013. The TAG Creative Group. Search TGRANRUD at redbubble.com and let us create a unique design for you or your business. Caesars Entertainment Resorts and Casinos, where an iconic vacation awaits you at any of our destinations around the world. The Spaghetti Shack, classic Italian comfort food quickly with locations in Tempe and Pine Top. Order online at thespaghettishack.com. Liberty University, play for something more. Faith, education, and hockey at liberty.edu. College Hockey, Inc., your NCAA hockey resource. Jets Pizza. Sign up for our Crunch Club at jetspizza.com and have special deals delivered to your inbox. And by the Caesars Sportsbook app, a proud partner of the NHL. College Hockey West Weekly from the NCHC.TV studios is a part of the IceTimeHockeyWest.com network. Here are your hosts, Scott Strandy and Paul Hornstein.
Welcome in, hockey fans, anywhere that you may be joining us tonight on the Podbean app. Indeed, it is College Hockey West Weekly. Scott Strandy with you tonight, tucked in beautiful Ontario, California, as I prepare for a AHL hockey playoff series between the Ontario Reign and the Bakersfield Condors. Gets underway tomorrow. But tonight it's all about college hockey, and my co-host is always joining me from that big, beautiful palatial estate on Long Island, New York, the Command Center. And he's going even an hour earlier than the last two nights, so what a trooper. Paul Hornstein, how are you? BS. Don't even give me that. What? You've been chomping at the bit all day because it is a huge day in college hockey. Am I right?
Yeah, my man Peyton Matsui signed, came out of the portal to go to Augustana. So
okay, so that would be the biggest news of the day.
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
We also did finally get it to be official, right? Bill Muckholt will be the next head coach at Lindenwood.
Nice, very nice. Of course, we always hate to see Rick Zombo.
Rick is so good,
and was so good to us. And yeah. You know what? Maybe we'll bring him back and have him do a few things during the course of the season. But you know what? It is what it is. Things have passed. That's yeah. What do they say, Paul, about coaching? You get hired to get
you
fired.
Be fired, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it is one of those things. So, and go ahead.
So there's really nothing else going on. So we should just stop now.
Okay. All right, have a good night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. BS. The schedules for the NCHC, the composite schedule, came out. And then it was just followed by an onslaught of everybody else wanting
well,
to get
some,
their Well,
some schools anyway.
Yeah.
Some schools.
An onslaught. Yeah. Not everyone, but a bunch.
No. Yeah, a bunch of NCHC teams. I don't have access. I've gotten a quick glance, but I haven't been able to access the full schedule of a certain team with a, you know, that plays in green and white. But
what? What are you talking about, Michigan State? Your boys? Still
no,
there.
No, no, they're not NCHC.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about our executive producer's alma mater,
the North Dakota Fighting Hawks.
Sue. I'm sorry, what? Sue, what? Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, theirs has not been totally released. But, you know, tonight
well,
we were
kinda
expecting...
Yes,
well,
somebody put it out there.
Tonight we were excited to get the NCHC out. We were hoping that was going to be the release. Stat Boy 2.0, as you like to call him. Push the buttons of one Michael Weissman.
Yep.
And said, Michael, you got to get it out here. Stat Boy 2.0 needs it.
Needs it.
And and Michael just said, hey, okay, let's do it. If you believe any of that.
He's got the juice.
If you believe any of that. Anyway, So we did get that schedule. Paul, is there a new team in the NCHC that you're kind of fond of?
Well, there is a new member to the league, as we know, and I'm sure that we will get to that schedule.
We will. We'll get to all this. We're going to get to the NCHC schedule first, and then we'll break down the other teams later. But
Wait. Well, on a serious note, which you can believe if you want or not, congratulations to the head coach of the 10-time
Denver
national champions and defending national champion Denver Pioneers, David Carl, as he and the entire staff that won the World Junior Gold Medal in December.
In Sweden.
January, whatever it is. It starts in December and goes to January. David Carl and his entire staff returning to coach Team USA.
Yeah, let's get this clear, though. David Carl was brought on and hired as the head coach for Team USA. And then he decided, I want everybody back if they'll come back. So this wasn't like USA Hockey said, we want everybody back. They said, we want David Carl back. And David Carl said, I'm coming back and I want everybody that was with me before to run it back for another year.
Right. So
pretty cool. Pretty cool.
So just in case, for those that don't know, St. Cloud State head coach Brett Larson, Steve Miller, an assistant coach for that other maroon and gold team. And you have, Garrett Rayboyne, head coach at Augustana.
We like to call him Rabs on this show.
Coach
Rabs.
And David Lassonde from USA Hockey is the goaltending coach. And Denver video coach Travis Culhane, all back to defend their gold medal at the 2025 World Junior Championships, which start the day after Christmas and runs through January 5th in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
Nice. You going to be there?
No.
Oh, just checking.
No.
Well, I know it's close to Toronto, and that, of course, being your favorite NHL hockey team.
What that is close to the winter and the cold, and that is not happening.
Oh, okay. Beautiful 75 or so today in Southern California. They play hockey here too, by the way. Pretty good hockey here in Southern California. Okay. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
Great to be back. It really is. I love traveling the country, but 10,760 miles officially logged. You know what? Time to get back. Time to get back to the sunshine, the cool ocean breeze. You know, all the things that are SoCal.
The rose petals they throw at your feet.
That doesn't start till tomorrow. Anyway, So Ontario tomorrow and Bakersfield and a bunch of former NCAA players on both rosters. I'm looking forward to it. Haven't seen Cameron Wright in a while. Haven't seen Carter Savoy in a while. A couple of Denver Pioneers, so I got to get to them. Brad Bugsy Malone playing in his last season in the AHL as a professional hockey player, really. And he's been around forever, old man. I told him the other day when I saw him, a while back when I saw him, I said, your bones just creak when you get up in the morning, you're so old.
Probably.
Bugsy, I remember him way back when at the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux then. Anyway. All right, let's jump into this NCHC composite schedule. I don't know if you have yours in front of you. I have mine in front of me, but what I want to do is just go week by week across it. So there's a pitchfork in the first column. Wow.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I'm on the actual PDF. So.
Okay. No, I'm on.
I don't have the visual.
I'm on the Twitter post.
That's fine.
So here
I'm
we go.
PDF. Yeah.
The conference season opens November 8th. And your Arizona State Sun Devils are going to be on the road against the Colorado College Tigers.
No. Let me know when you become the PA announcer at Ropes.
That's where they're going to be. The Tigers. Then we can talk.
No.
Anyway, so Arizona State opens there.
Yeah.
And I don't want to break down each and every one of these, but I do want to ask you about the first one, Paul, because these teams aren't strangers. They've played before in a non-conference setting, but you happy with the way this laid out and they get to play CC right off the get-go in the conference
schedule? Well, listen, I assumed, and, you know, Michael didn't ask me, because if they did, just like with certain other things, he should ask me, but, you know. Nine stars. Pitchfork. I assumed, just based on the schedule and the fact that they have to play each team four times, that their first weekend was going to be either CC or Denver. Now, I can't say, you know, I couldn't sit there and tell you, oh, I thought they would be on the road or at home, but I just assumed by the fact that they have to play each other four times each. The odds obviously favored those were going to be one of those two schools was going to be the ones that ASU opened up and played in its first conference game.
All right, fair enough.
I'm not surprised at that at all.
The Denver Pioneers get lots of respect. They get that first conference series weekend.
Well, somebody has to be off each weekend.
I know. So DU is going to get the off week. Miami will... have St. Cloud on their schedule. Who's playing who? That's hard for me to see this, but I'm just reading them. So, at St. Cloud.
Yeah.
The Miami Redhawks and their new coach.
Right.
The Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs will host the North Dakota Fighting Hawks. And Omaha will host the Western Michigan Broncos.
Your boys there from Lawson, Kalamazoo.
Yeah. Okay. So that's how the first weekend looks. I think it's pretty balanced, and I think some little respect shown to give VU that first weekend off. We'll lead into this with the non-conference stuff in a little bit. But so week two, November 15th and 16th, the Sun Devils officially will host Omaha.
Yep.
In their first NCHC regular season games at Mullet.
Yeah.
Surprised?
No. The only thing I kind of thought for sure that would have surprised me is if they didn't open up with either CC or Denver. Anything else after that doesn't surprise me.
Okay. Colorado College will then host Western Michigan.
No. No, you got it backwards, dude.
Oh, okay. Western Michigan will be hosting Colorado College?
Correct.
Okay. DU will get their first taste of NCHC regular season with a date at North Dakota. David Carl, again, getting respect here. He gets to go there on November 15th and 16th, which is much better than January 15th and 16th.
Yeah. Welcome to defending your national championship in conference play and your conference championship. You're going to open up at North Dakota.
Okay. Cool. They're up for it.
Oh, listen, I'm sure. I don't sit there and I'm sure that Denver's, you know, by that time they'll be head first into the new season as they shoot for number 11. But, of course, there's a certain team that's not in this league that their fan base is already calling out to. Okay. North Dakota, because they're not playing them this year, even though they're trying to make it a regular thing. So.
Okay. All right. Miami will travel to Minnesota Duluth, correct? No, they'll host Minnesota Duluth.
Get your colors right.
I don't know. No, but this chart looks, it's good. It just gets me. Okay. the Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs again, of course, will be facing Miami and North Dakota, of course, with Denver and Omaha at your Arizona State Sun Devils. St. Cloud State gets that magical, mythical bye week. And, of course, we already mentioned Omaha and Colorado College.
Right.
Okay. Not Omaha. Western and Colorado College. Okay. No. November 22nd and 23rd. This is where it gets really interesting to me.
That's the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Yep. The Denver Pioneers will host ASU at Magnus Arena.
Yes, sir.
St. Cloud State will be on the road against – no, they'll be at home against Colorado College.
No, you got it right. No.
Did I get it right first
at CC.
At CC. Okay.
This is why I'm reading the words and not the color chart.
Okay. Nice. How about Miami and Omaha? Where are they going to be at?
They'll be in Omaha.
Okay. And the North Dakota Fighting Hawks will get the weekend off.
Sue? Okay. Well, okay. What else?
And Minnesota Duluth will... they'll be playing Western Michigan somewhere. I don't know.
They'll be hosting boys from Lawson.
Okay. And St. Cloud State, as we mentioned, will be hosting. No, they'll be at Colorado College. Yeah. Nah, this is a mess. Anyway, I'm trying. December 6th.
I get it.
December 6th.
We are going to go this week. We are going to break this down week by week.
Yeah.
Okay.
So December 6th, that will be week four of the conference season.
Right.
Arizona State gets to what? Host the Bulldogs.
Host your Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Hosting your Bulldogs. I know that nobody's going to go to the – no one's going to travel from Duluth to Tempe.
No. Not Bruce Siskey said he was taking the night off. Yeah,
probably.
Off.
Yeah, the first week in December. There's no reason why anybody would go from Duluth to Tempe.
Is there any weekend in the entire hockey season that people don't want to go to Tempe? Especially
listen,
now that the Coyotes are gone. That makes life a little easier. Yeah.
Who?
You got it. They're gone. They're out. All right.
Beep, beep.
The Colorado College Tigers get a bye.
Get off that week.
On December 6th and 7th.
Yeah.
Denver, the Pioneers, are going to be on the road, Paul?
Yeah, they're going to be in Kalamazoo. I'm pretty sure you're going to that.
No, I'm not going to that one. No. Western Michigan, I will not be there. Sorry. Miami will be doing what with North Dakota?
They'll be hosting North Dakota.
Yeah, I got it right.
Yeah.
Well, we mentioned the aforementioned Bulldogs and Sun Devils in Tempe. And North Dakota will be at Miami, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Omaha will be at St. Cloud State.
Right, yeah.
I'm getting this all good. I'm really
well, what you need to do is you're trying to spread it out. You just should.
And Western Michigan will be at home or will be facing DU at home.
At home, yeah.
So, and I look at the schedule so far through the first 4 weeks.
Right.
Oh, boy. It's pretty tight all the way across the board.
Listen,
there's no
the
pansies
NCHC.
In this league.
It's the NCHC.
Okay.
I mean, that's really all you have to say.
Okay, cool. December 13th and 14th. Your Sun Devils get a week off.
Well, they're not. They get a conference week off. I haven't looked at the full schedule to see if they're off completely.
Well, they get a conference weekend off.
Yeah.
But there's a huge series going on in Colorado. Colorado College
will host
Denver, and then they'll go to Magnus for the second part of that.
Yeah.
Same thing on the flip side with DU. Miami will have a week off. UMD will have a week off conference.
Right.
North Dakota will host St. Cloud State. TJ Semptenfelter is going to get some work early, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Omaha gets a week off, and Western Michigan gets a week off. That's a lot of buys right there.
Yeah, well, it's Christmas time, and you know how it is there. A lot of these teams go into that Christmas break, and I get it, but I don't know. You don't want to play there. You don't want to. Teams don't play a lot of games because there's no students around, and you know, buildings will be half full because the fact that people are traveling, etc. So
yeah, I get it. I get it all. It's okay. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing here.
Nobody knows that.
I messed up my whole board here. So hold on a second.
It's okay.
Okay. Where are we at?
Then we hit the. We hit the Dave Starman section of the schedule.
Okay, hold on a minute. Then we jump to January 10th and 11th.
Yeah.
And your Arizona State Sun Devils are going to host North Dakota at the Mullet, baby. What will be a bigger thing when you look back at it? The game ASU hosting North Dakota or any NHL game that was played there?
What will be bigger? NHL games there?
Yeah. That's how they got the rank.
Coyotes
left it to them. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. They built this one, helped them build the program. That's why ASU is where they're at, because the Coyotes built their program for them.
I was not aware of this.
You didn't know that?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you are now. How big will that series be in January?
Oh. Don't tell me that wasn't done on purpose.
What?
Let's see. That's right around the time of the year that CBS Sports Network shows their first game of the season. I wonder where they're going to go.
I'm going to say they're going to be in Miami.
That maybe.
No,
because Miami's in Denver. Okay. They could go to Omaha and see Colorado College. That could be a top 10 matchup.
Could be. So Colorado College will be hosting, right?
No. Are you listening?
They'll be on the road in Omaha.
Yeah, you're not listening. Colorado College will be at
Denver
Omaha.
We'll be hosting Miami.
Correct.
I don't know what's going on. My connection is slipping around again. I hate when this happens.
Well, no, you're not listening.
No, it's slipping around. I'm looking at my board.
Okay.
And the Bulldogs will be at St. Cloud.
I know what you're looking at, but switch the colors.
Yeah.
Switch the colors.
What?
Look at the bottom of the chart.
How can I switch the colors?
Well, you keep thinking that the color of the home team, the home team, is actually the road team. Okay. Now, I don't know if they use white and gray or whatever. I know what you're looking at. I don't have it memorized.
They're using white and gray.
Right. Well, assume white is the home team.
Okay, there we go. White's the home team. That's the way they are in their jerseys, too, correct?
Yes, as it should be in the NHL, too, but they don't listen. They don't want to listen to their fans. Somebody asked the other day, is it okay to say they should go back to wearing white at home? I have not seen one person ever say they should keep it the way it is and not go back to white at home. Not one.
Okay.
In all the all years right. that I've been on Twitter and that conversation comes up, I have not seen one person in NHL that says they should keep it dark at home and white on the road. Not one. I realize that that's not very scientific, but I see a lot of hockey posts.
Here's something that's scientific. Western Michigan gets another bye week. They get double bye weeks to in the conference schedule, the end of December, or the 13th and 14th, not really the end. And they also get the first weekend of conference play off. So I don't know.
I don't make the schedule.
Okay. January 17th and 18th. Your Sun Devils are traveling to St. Cloud State.
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
I got it right.
See?
And the Colorado College Tigers.
No.
Who do they get?
They're hosting your Bulldogs. It's right in front of you. Read it.
I know. Well, I gotta lead you into a few things here and there. Denver gets a week off again. I think David Carl likes this. I really do. One kind of in the middle.
Sure he does.
Pretty nice. But that's what happens when you win Denver 10 national championships. Omaha will be hosting Miami.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah. Right? No.
Colorado College, as we mentioned, will be on the road at Minnesota Duluth. The Western Michigan.
That's what the problem is. You're reading each school and you're repeating yourself, so you lose track.
Oh. Okay. Sorry. Western Michigan.
I'm just telling you.
Western Michigan hosting North Dakota. Omaha, again, will be at Miami. No, they won't. They'll be hosting Miami. I don't know anymore. I'm just looking at the schedule and just shaking my head. But the connection is so poor, you probably can't hear me anyway.
No, I hear every word you say. I hear every word you're saying.
I'm not hearing one word you're saying until right now. Anyway.
I hear everything.
Okay, great. January 24th and 25th, the Colorado College Tigers.
Please stop. Ugh. No.
What am I supposed to do? Just sit here quietly and shake my pom-poms?
Well, that's what you do, but it's Colorado College Tigers.
Tigers.
No.
No. It's pronounced.
You're not the pay announcer.
And January 24th and 25th will be DU hosting.
No.
Am I right?
No.
The Bulldogs will be hosting Denver?
Correct.
Well, then who's hosting who?
Miami's at Western.
Well, who's correct?
Miami's at Western. Denver's at your Bulldogs. Okay. St. Cloud is at Omaha.
Cool.
And CC is at ASU.
Nice. Well done. January 31st and February 1st, your Arizona State Sun Devils are on the road at Miami as their revenge. The revenge tour start in Miami.
I hope so.
Okay. How about the Colorado College Tigers?
Yeah.
Western Michigan comes to town, correct?
Yeah, your boys from Kalamazoo, you'll have those black and gold pom-poms all over the place because you won't know which ones to shake them at.
Oh, I'll know which ones. How about the Pioneers?
Yeah, hosting. Omaha. Yeah, I mean, hosting Omaha. I mean, listen, yep. Omaha is going to – I'm telling you right now, if people don't I can't sit here for certainty and about ASU because I don't know – exactly what's going in and out of there yet, but Omaha is going to be a top 10 team. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah.
They're going to be a top now. Now, whether they have to build up to that or not, as I sit here and I go through this schedule with you, okay, there's no doubt in my mind that by the time they get to the postseason, by the time they get to the through the conference season, I'd be very surprised if Omaha is not in the top 10 or flirting with the top 10, because they're going to be really, really good next year.
I am not going to argue with you a minute on that one, because I agree with you 100%.
You know, they're going to people are going to overlook them early, but don't.
Yep. And the off week. The bye week goes to the, let's see who we're looking at. Bulldogs, right?
Yep.
With the
Bulldogs are off that week. Yeah.
Okay. North Dakota and St. Cloud State would be another fierce battle. And we said Omaha and Denver would be a fierce battle. So anyway, we're off to February, where February opens up with the Denver Pioneers going to Mullet.
Well, they're going to get there. Yeah, it's fine. They've been there before.
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what I like? I'm going to see the Arizona State Sun Devils in January. I'm going to see them play North Dakota, Then I'm not going to see them for a weekend. Then I'm going to see them play Colorado College. Then I'm not going to see them for a weekend. Then I'm going to see them play Denver. Not going to see them for a weekend. That's pretty cool in the worst time of the weather, but that's where I'm going to be because I think Colorado College, and I will see Omaha earlier, North Dakota, Colorado College, and Denver in a six-week period.
The biggest battle really is we know Denver is going to be Denver and North Dakota is going to be North Dakota. Just, I mean, you could see easy, right? Four teams in this conference at some point being in the top 10. It sure may not happen all at once every week, but I would be very surprised if there wasn't at least one week.
Here's the real question, though.
Yeah.
Will they make the Super 16? That's the question.
Well, hopefully by February I have one.
Oh, good. Everybody's waiting for that. All right.
Well, because it doesn't really make sense to have one before it.
Denver arrives at Mullet. North Dakota has Colorado College.
All right.
On the road. North Dakota's got them at home, right?
Yeah, North Dakota, home, yeah.
Okay. The off week goes to the Miami Redhawks.
Which I'm sure will be very nice to have.
And then it's Omaha with Minnesota Duluth.
Yep.
And then North Dakota and Colorado College.
Again?
Oh, boy.
Again, oh, boy. We're talking about a lot of potential top 10 matchups.
Oh.
We just are.
Boy, I don't want to take anything away, but I can tell you right now, that the top four teams to me immediately jump out at me is Denver, North Dakota, Omaha, and Colorado College. And if you want home ice, you're going to have to nudge one of them out.
Well, I agree with you. That's why I said to you, that ASU's goal.
I don't listen.
I know, but that's why I said to you, ASU's goal should be home ice in the first round. I think that's...
Yeah, good luck. Good luck.
I didn't say it would be easy, but I think it's a realistic place to start.
Well, let me tell you this. How long did it take Colorado College under the Chris Mayotte era to get home ice? It took 3 years, right?
Yeah. I didn't say they were going to get it. I just said that should be the goal. It's a realistic starting point.
Be really great if I could hear you, but I can't hear words.
I don't.
Anyway,
again, I'm just saying it's
this connection. At least we got 33 minutes in.
Well, we could take a break, and I can sign out and sign back in if you want. But right,
no,
take a break.
No, it's my connection because my board says poor. No, doesn't make any difference. We'll do that in a minute because we're almost through this. February 22nd, 14th and 15th, the Bulldogs will host your Arizona State Sun Devils.
Yep.
Oh, that's kind of a rugged time of year to go to Duluth.
When is it not?
Colorado College in Miami.
Right.
Denver and North Dakota again.
At Magnus.
What did Denver do to draw them twice?
I think if I remember correctly, the way the schedule is working is you play the home and home with the teams in your pod.
Right.
So for ASU, that would be Denver and CC. No, hold on.
Right. So why is Denver playing?
And of the other teams, you play everybody at least twice, you know, one weekend.
Yeah.
And then you rotate the other 9, 3, 6. The other six schools. I know. Yeah. The other six schools, three of them you'll play home and home, and the other three you won't. And then it switches the next year.
Okay. Cool. I like it. We learned all about the schedule. Colorado College in Miami, as we mentioned. And Arizona State at Duluth.
Yep.
North Dakota is on the road at DU at Magnus.
Right.
And Omaha is at Kalamazoo. Sorry for that. St. Cloud State gets the bye week. And, of course, Western Michigan and Omaha, we already talked about. 21st and 22nd of February brings the Western Michigan Broncos to Mullen.
Right. Okay.
I just can't hear you.
No, I only said okay. I only said right. Okay.
Okay. Cool. And then it's at Colorado College battling St. Cloud State.
Right.
And Denver battling Miami.
Right.
And the Bulldogs battling North Dakota.
Right.
And the off week goes to the Omaha Mavericks.
Yep. Good week to have it.
We got the rest. Okay. February 28th to March 1st, that weekend, Omaha will be hosting the Sun Devils from Arizona State.
Right.
The Colorado College Tigers will have the night off, the weekend off.
Yep.
St. Cloud State will be at Magnus, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. And Minnesota Duluth will be hosting Miami.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And North Dakota will be on the road at Western Michigan.
I know you'll be there for that.
And no, I sure won't. And St. Cloud State will make an appearance at Magnus Arena.
All right. Yeah.
March 7th and 8th. This is one of the most beautiful things I think I've seen on the schedule. How did Arizona State get a bye week right before the start of the playoffs? That's not beginner's luck.
No. That was on purpose.
Say, you know what? You're gonna be brutally tested, and we're gonna give you the weekend off before you got to jump into playoffs. And I'm betting that a lot of people think Arizona State will be in. I'm betting a lot of people think that.
Well, here it is. That weekend. And I'm pretty sure I saw something from the conference that, you know, for this one last season based on the schedule, that they're ending the season with the traditional rivalries.
Yes.
So it was not necessarily about ASU getting a break.
Omaha and North Dakota are. Okay. Well, everybody knows that Omaha and North Dakota are rivals. And everybody knows that Miami and Western are.
Well, yeah, but they've been ending the season against each other forever.
I know. And DU and CC, that's a traditional one. Minnesota Duluth and St. Cloud, that's a traditional one. Not sure about Omaha and North Dakota, but whatever. They're in our coverage area, so we'll put them in there. And Miami and Western, who cares? Sorry. Oh, did I say that out loud?
You love it and you know it.
So anyway, that's the way the NCHC schedule sets up. Let's take a quick break. Let's come back and let's dive into some more schedule talk in about 3 minutes.
It's time to drop the puck on the nation's best college hockey conference. We bring you closer to the action all season long with access to exclusive on-demand content and more than 140 live games. Catch every big goal and clutch save. When you can't be there, we have you covered here. Stream on your phone, computer, or straight to your TV, and don't miss a moment from your favorite team. Subscribe now to watch the best in college hockey at NCHC.tv. If it's NCHC hockey, it's on NCHC.tv.
After a hard day at work or a long week, what's better than good comfort food to put you at ease? At the Spaghetti Shack, we say the answer is comfort food that's made by somebody else. The Spaghetti Shack has taken spaghetti and meatballs, the classic Italian comfort food, to a portable level. ASU alumni owned and operated, the Spaghetti Shack has three locations at 63.
All right, so I don't know what's going on there, but we'll finish this up. All I know is that if you're in the NCHC on Wednesday, March 12th, you do not want to be playing. That is the play-in game, the 8 versus the 9, on the road at the number one seed.
St. Louis, a better place to live, visit, work, or play through sports.
Coming to you from the NCHC.TV studios, ITHSW Podcast presents College Hockey West Weekly.
Indeed it is, College Hockey West Weekly. Paul Hornstein, what were you talking about when you said the number one seed?
What I said was
came through if, so nice, loud, and clear.
Of course. What I said was, what you don't want to be doing is playing on March 12th.
Okay.
That is.
Is that the day before? That's the play-in game.
That's the play-in game. That's the 8-9 game, on the road at the number one seed.
At the number one seed. So. Yeah, so
you don't want to be in that game.
So if the number one seed is the Denver Pioneers, you're at Magnus.
Correct. You don't want to be in that game.
What if it's the Colorado College Tigers? You'd be playing at Ed Robeson.
You don't want to be playing in that game. I don't care who it is.
No. No.
Okay.
Nope. It's a one and done. Truly.
It's a one and done.
And it's on the road.
And it's and you're on the road, you're playing at the regular season champion, and you're going to play at least 3 games in 4 nights. That's an NHL schedule. And if you manage to win one of those...
A lot of people, Paul, a lot of people would say then that that's perfect for the Arizona State Sun Devils since they have a professional building.
And if you happen to win one of those first 2 games on the weekend of March 14th and 15th,
what right by you?
Then you're going to play 4 games in 5 nights. And that is going to be virtually impossible to win.
Yep.
Yep. That is just, you are asking for all kinds of trouble if you're in that 8-9 game. Stay out of
it. Yep. That's not as easy as it sounds, though.
Oh, well, I understand that. I totally understand. I'm just, my point being is you want to stay out of that game.
Yeah. I'm totally with you. Okay, so some teams decided that, well, our conference schedule is out. Let's put out our full schedule.
Right.
One of them is your alma mater. So let's start with them.
All right, I thought we were going to start with yours.
Schedule, or their what?
I thought we were going to start with yours. Alma mater.
No, we're starting with yours.
Okay. Because that one's out too.
Nobody cares about mine. I know, but nobody cares about mine. They're not in the conference.
Sure they are.
I mean, they're not in our coverage area. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
All right.
So let's start with Arizona State. They get Air Force in Colorado Springs. Again, when I look at this first 4 weeks, Paul, 5 weeks, boy, is this make or break? Again,
no.
First 5
no.
weeks?
No.
You're on the road, 4 of the first 5.
Right.
And the one that you're not, you got your favorite team, the Michigan Wolverines, coming to town, dictating
we're gonna
when they're going
to
play and when they aren't.
We're going to get to
we're
that because we're going to start
yeah,
with
we're
that.
Starting with that. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, first of all, yeah, they are opening up with 2 games at the Cadet Ice Arena in Colorado Springs.
They're not going to come home. Who are they going to play, Paul?
Then they're going to play a weekend series, the first of the ones that are owed them by Big Ten teams, against Michigan, who I guess were asked politely if they would have a problem making it a Saturday-Sunday series, I assume, as opposed to a Thursday. because that's the home opener for ASU's hockey team, and they're playing Utah in football at the same time.
Nobody's going to the football game. Don't worry about that.
Well, I had two ideas, and you know, I have no idea whether or not they'll listen to me, but I said,
no, they
okay.
won't.
Well, you know, I understand that. I think ASU should do one of two things. Now, I assume that they're playing that Friday night football game for TV. I have not seen that anywhere, but that would usually be why they do it.
Okay.
So they might be locked into that. They might be locked into a 7 o'clock-ish start on for TV.
So the hockey game will start at 3.
Well, I said this. I said, and again, I don't know. I don't know because I don't, you know, I haven't seen, they haven't put out the times yet for the football games.
I know what you said.
I say you either play the football game at the regular time and then play a midnight game with Michigan. Now, you started at 11:45. So that they can't complain that we're playing on a different date. You started at 11:45, make a complete spectacle out of it, your home opener, make it a big giant party, and make them play at 2:45 a.m. Michigan time.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. That will never in a million
go
years.
For it. That's or
nice try.
Or I can take the football view of this. And be like, hey, we're going to play since it'll be easier to get people at a football game at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Arizona time. Play the football game at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This way people will go and tailgate and use your home field advantage, Coach Dillingham. Use your home field advantage and make them bake. At a 4 o'clock start.
Nice.
You're the ones practicing in it all year long. Make them play in it. Believe me, I know it's a home field advantage because I've asked players.
Does Hines Ward really want to coach at that time of the day, though, really?
Well, that's up to Hines. I don't think, you know, it's not the same thing as playing.
So Air Force, Michigan, then three on the road, Providence, Northern Michigan, Colorado College, three weekends in a row. Wow.
It's a gauntlet. It's a soft schedule.
Yeah. You don't think that that's kind of a make or break right off the get-go?
Why is it make or break? They have a conference tournament.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying I don't know. I just think that's a gauntlet. I think it's a
of course
gauntlet.
It is.
And then you get all
well, no, it's a soft schedule. It's a soft schedule. We don't, you know, it's a soft schedule.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The interesting part also of the schedule, this is what I saw anyway. No battle against the U of A to warm up.
I guess they could schedule an exhibition game.
No warm up.
I guess, I guess they could schedule one down the line, but.
Okay, whatever. USNTDP is coming to town for two games. You think those guys just want to get a little sun?
No, they'd rather be in Michigan. And they'd rather be Plymouth, right? They have it's in Plymouth,
yeah,
right?
Plymouth, yeah.
Much rather be there in December.
Okay. Then the Desert Hockey Classic.
Right.
Another staple. Teams coming in. What do you think about this group of teams coming in?
Hey, you got UMass, right? And you got Cornell. And I'm not shocked that Robert Morris is, we know the relationship between.
Yeah. I think it's pretty good.
Schooley and Greg Powers. Yeah. Somebody said that ASU is going to end up playing, is going to play Cornell to start that thing. No, they're not.
No. You know
no, they're not.
Robert Morris first. Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Yep. They are playing Robert Morris first. I will bet Paul's mortgage payment on that. How about that?
Yeah, tell Mr. Foley to cancel my mortgage. And how many cups does he want to win?
I'll have Steven tell him that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's that. What else did you see today that caught your eye in non-conference games?
Well, the fact is they're not playing any of the independents this year.
Yeah, snub.
Well, I know. Without knowing what the contractual things are, I don't want to say that. But I'm shocked that they're not playing at least two games in either Anchorage or Fairbanks. Just to play the extra games. I'm kind of surprised.
What did I tell you today off the air? I said, I am worried about what's going on in Anchorage and Fairbanks because, A, they lost a lot of players in the portal, and, B, now they lost a rival that was, what, four games a year in Arizona State for each of them?
Yeah.
And now you're going to have to really scrape, I think. And said the same thing about Lindenwood, though, is how is Lindenwood going to get back on track? Because you saw a few games, teams that are playing them, correct?
I know that Lindenwood will play Miami at Miami.
That's the at part, Paul.
I understand. I understand. Miami's also hosting Anchorage. And doing a home-and-home at Robert Morris. So that's interesting, along with opening against Ferris State. Your Bulldogs playing at Lowell. Hosting that other maroon and gold team in October.
Nice.
Also playing Stonehill. Between that other maroon and gold team and the green and white team.
Interesting. At Stonehill, of course.
No.
Oh, no. They're not going to go there?
No. They're playing in Duluth.
They'll have discussions about it, right?
Right.
They'll have discussions about it?
Yep. Fairbanks going to Duluth in January.
Paul, but here's the deal. If Minnesota Duluth were to go out on Stonehill and win, that's more valuable, right?
Well, if you have to run a road, yeah.
Isn't that much more valuable?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be considered soft to play them at home?
Well, yeah.
Okay. I just want to keep apples apples and oranges.
I know. Here. Well, listen, we know that only one school gets their schedule called soft.
Okay. Anyway, who else did you see? Who else has got some leaks?
I think that Terry's, our executive producer, her alma mater, is playing Providence at some point, and I haven't been able to get full access to that schedule.
Okay.
And that's
is that a worrisome game for North Dakota, or is it just like, I know Nate Lehman's team is always going to be great.
Well, and they're playing somebody in the Hall of Fame game. It might be Providence. I don't know.
Okay, cool.
I don't haven't had.
We also know
access to it. I tried to find it, and
we
it
also
kind
know,
of gets blocked.
I'm gonna work. Okay, we also know that there are some interesting tournament matchups. We already talked about Desert Classic, the Hockey Cactus Cup, playing out here in Coachella Valley at the beautiful Acrisure Arena.
Yeah,
and then let's not forget about what's going on. It was announced a long time ago. Let's not forget about Vegas and what's going on with the Icebreaker this year. So there's some teams that are going to get a chance, and Omaha is one of them that's going to get a chance to play in Tempe, in Palm Springs, and in Las Vegas. Nice scheduling for the Omaha Mavericks.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, isn't that good? If I'm in Omaha, I'd take three weekends on the road in Palm Springs, Tempe, and
and
Vegas. Why not?
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Okay. What else did you see out there in the
They will be
world?
Playing, by the way, just so you know. Let's get here. All right. Omaha will be in that tournament with our buddy, the Czar.
Air Force.
UMass.
Ooh, they're mad at me.
Are they?
UMass doesn't like me.
Well, I'm sure they're not the only ones.
They're thrilled with Denver because they thought Denver was a little cupcake coming out to them for the tournament. Anyway, wow. Go on.
And that other maroon and gold team in the second week of October. So
nice.
It'll be a little toasty in Vegas there.
Oh yeah.
As they play at the Orleans.
Should we ask?
Well, Steven should get prepared now to be at that.
Yeah.
Are
the Golden Knights playing that weekend?
Oh, I haven't seen the NHL schedule yet. They might be playing in Salt Lake. I don't know.
Well, he'll be with them. He'll be with them anyway.
Well, he should be at this considering we had there's Air Force in Omaha. He should be.
It's at
the Orleans.
Paul, I'll be.
Aren't you going to be in Mullet that weekend? You can't be in two places at once.
I know. I mean, why would I be in Mullet?
Because they're playing Michigan.
No, I'm going to go see.
You want to avoid the football traffic?
That too, but because I hear there's a lot of Utah people coming down. Activate the valley, baby.
That's it, man. That's it.
Anyway,
that's it.
Let me ask you this real quickly. It's off topic of hockey, but what did you think of the penalties handed down to Arizona State for football? I haven't asked you that. I thought, why not ask you on the air with the final 2 minutes?
What does
it all mean?
In the end, I'm not sure it means anything.
Okay. In the beginning?
Basically, the part of the penalties that they have to deal with now is they have some weeks where they can't host recruits or communicate. There's 4 weeks between now, which is the end of April, and August 1st. I don't know what the rotation of that is, but I'm sure they've planned it out. And then once August 1st hits, you know, it's back to normal. They lose one scholarship for this season.
All right. I guess not terrible.
No.
Self-imposed bowl ban.
That was last year. Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Stopping the bowl.
Well, the NCAA spoke very favorably of how ASU cooperated, so I don't know. They should have just been like stuff. Michigan and told them to go stick it. But
jeez, you're really warming up to one, Bill Monkhoff.
Well, he's the Lindenwood coach.
Yeah, but you know where he was.
Well, he was. He wasn't on the football staff. He wasn't the athletic
director.
He might
fire a dart or two at you.
Whatever.
Anyway, he's been on Long Island. Coming up 1 o'clock on Thursday. Central. I will try to make myself available to visit with him for a few minutes. So we'll look at that, and then we'll have him on the show. And I want to make this announcement now. We kick off the.
Don't.
No, we're kicking it off. 14 weeks. Teams, our coverage area.
All right.
Week by week. So you want to know what's going to happen during the summer? You want to be on board with us during the summer if you want to keep up with everything that's happening in the 14 teams we will be covering west of the Mississippi River.
Ish.
And one slightly
west-ish.
One slightly east in St. Thomas. Yeah. So we are adding St. Thomas, St. Cloud, Bemidji State, and Minnesota State. Why not? They're west of the Mississippi.
Ish. Yeah.
Paul's getting his map out to see where the Mississippi runs.
It runs in the middle of the country. That's all I know.
and we go west of it for the most part. But we still like our LIU Sharks.
Yeah.
And we still like, you know, other independents out there with Stonehill. We're favorable.
Well, again, that's...
Boy, keep your eye on the Alaskas, because I'm worried. Somebody talks
it,
with us and explains
it.
What their plan is, man, keep your eyes open.
I get it. I'm with you.
Okay. Well, next week we focus on the tournaments
right.
that are coming up, the holiday tournaments, because there's some new ones, there's some exciting ones, and we'll get into that as well. We've got, three that we'll have on next week.
That's what, Omaha, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's Omaha, Michigan Tech. I'm thinking about
UMass
the one. Lowell. And who's the fourth one out there that'll be out there in Coachella?
Holy Cross.
Holy Cross. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. And so, repeat one plans. More time for everybody that icebreaker tournament, Paul. One more time. Who are the teams
that would,
playing in Vegas?
That would be Omaha, UMass, that other maroon and gold team, and Air
yeah,
Force.
Minnesota. 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 Minnesota.
No.
Go
no.
Gophers.
No. Never. Ever.
Ever. Hey, I still got a sticker that I was given for you to put on your laptop.
Yeah, okay. No problem. I'm sure it'll be there with my bottles of stuff that I'm never getting.
Stop it. I will tell you also, I need to give a big shout out to Gary Estalas and the guys over at Adrian College. Man,
yeah.
what a nice gesture. Sent me a really nice Adrian College jacket and some iron-on patches from the official ACHA National Tournament. They gave me some pucks. They gave me an AC banner. So, yeah. And Gary, yeah, I took a picture for Gary today and sent it to him. He goes, love it. And I said, yeah, I'm ready, baby. Let's start the season right now and get those
more black and gold pom-poms.
Track.
More black and gold pom-poms. And by the way.
Do you think I'm addicted to that? Do you think I'm addicted to black and gold?
I don't know. But just, you know, as long as you brought it up, I'll say it. I had a conversation with the head coach of the North Carolina State ACHA team.
Nice.
And
what are they doing?
They're playing a game next season at Fort Bragg against Army's M2 team.
Nice.
I'm like, they have a rink on base? And he said, yeah, it's nice. I'm like, oh, okay. We'll have to pay attention for that. That was like, I'm like, really? That's awesome.
That might be pretty good.
Yeah,
that
no
might
kidding.
Be worth attending. That's a long ways from California.
Yeah,
anyway.
A pretty long way from here, too.
Shush. Nothing's long from New York.
Whatever. Yeah? Well, let's see. You go from California to Minneapolis, and I'll go from here to Minneapolis for something, and we'll see who gets there first.
I can walk there faster than you can get there.
No kidding.
Anyway. More schedule stuff next week. We dive into the tournaments, as I mentioned, and we're looking forward to it. Meantime, I've got AHL coverage coming at you. Stephen Marsh and I, every Monday, Sunday or Monday, we'll release the podcast from the Pro Hockey West Report. Take it away, my friend.
From the NCHC.TV studios, College Hockey West Weekly has been brought to you by Jesse Ray's Barbecue in Las Vegas, the best in barbecue Las Vegas style. Go to jesserayesbarbecue.com to order lunch, cater an event, or pick up a few bottles of our award-winning sauces. For the NCHC and NCHC.TV, subscribe to NCHC.TV and catch all of the action from the toughest conference in college hockey. Tag Creative Group. Search T. Grand Rudd on redbubble.com and have us create that unique design for your business or gift-giving needs. The Spaghetti Shack, classic Italian comfort food quickly with three locations, two in Tempe, one in Pine Top, at SpaghettiShack.com. Caesars Entertainment Resorts Casinos Worldwide. It's where the action is, in the resort or in town. By FedEx, the official package delivery company of Icetime Hockey West. Liberty University, hockey education and faith with equal passion at liberty.edu.
and by College Hockey Inc., your NCAA hockey resource. College Hockey West Weekly and all of the IceTimeHockeyWest.com podcasts are live on the Podbean app. Help others find the podcast by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the shows at ITHSW Podcasts, all one word. It's ITHSW Podcasts, all one word, on your favorite podcast platform. College Hockey West Weekly and all of our weekly podcasts are a part of the IceTimeHockeyWest.com network.
Very well done, my friend. We will say a good night from California and New York with little Roger Klein, the Peacemakers De Niro. Good night, everybody.
Good night.